Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Monday, November 21st. The multi-day snow event that blanketed most of Bruce and Grey counties left more than 120 centimeters of accumulation in the Wyarton area. Environment Canada meteorologist Jeff Colson says the Bruce Peninsula likely saw the most consistent squalls during the multi-day snow event, and tons of snow piled up at the Wyarton Airport monitoring site.
Somewhere between 120 to 125 centimeters of snow was recorded, so an incredible amount.
The snow started falling last Thursday evening. Colson says the single-day snowfall record for Wyarton was actually broken yesterday when 53.4 centimeters hit the ground. The previous single-day record was 51.4 centimeters, set back on January 31, 1982. While the worst of the weather is behind us, Colson says strong winds could affect us in the region today. Meanwhile, Hydro One has put out a notice saying they are expecting strong winds to potentially knock out power in a number of parts of the province today. They say they have crews ready to respond in those areas, which include the shorelines of Lake Huron and Georgian Bay. So far today, there hasn't been a wind warning issued by Environment Canada. Canada Post has issued a red delivery service alert for Owen Sound, Wyarton, and surrounding communities due to the weather and snow. A red service alert means they are suspending delivery for the day and not sending their delivery agents out. They say delivery will resume once conditions improve, and the safety of their employees is their number one priority. The city of Owen Sound is asking for citizens and businesses' cooperation in removing vehicles parked on streets by 6 tonight and ensuring no cars are blocking sidewalks. They say city staff continue to work 24 hours a day to clear roads and walkways. They note vehicles currently on the streets can be parked in municipal parking lots to help facilitate this. Emergency Preparedness Minister Bill Blair is testifying this afternoon at the Public Order Emergency Commission looking into the federal government's use of the Emergencies Act back in February. Earlier today, David Vigneault, director of Canada's Security and Intelligence Service, gave his testimony. He told the commission he felt the Emergencies Act definition of a threat to the security of Canada was broader than that of the CSIS Act, but also that he advised the Prime Minister that the Emergencies Act was warranted. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will also be testifying this week at the inquiry. The Human Services Department for Bruce County is looking for the community's donations and support for their annual Dorrell Young Christmas program. From November 28th to December 12th, the county will be accepting gift donations at the Bruce County Administrative Center in Walkerton, as well as the Lakeshore Hub in Port Elgin, the Peninsula Hub in Wyarton, and the Penetangor Hub in Kincardine. You can contribute by dropping off an unwrapped gift suitable for a child or teenager, or by sponsoring a family. There is also the option of making a monetary donation online. Each year, the Dorrell Young Christmas Program provides a gift for children who are served by Bruce County's Human Services Department and serves about 400 children. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 3 points to 19,977. The Dow Jones is down 45 points. Our dollar is trading at 74.33 U.S. cents, down 44 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $79.73, down 35 cents a barrel. In sports and World Cup soccer, the U.S. and Wales played to a 1-1 draw this afternoon. The Netherlands beat Senegal 2-0. Earlier, England downed Iran 6-2. Canada plays its first game on Wednesday against Belgium. In Monday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers visit the Arizona Cardinals. In the NHL, 10 games, including the New York Islanders at Toronto to meet the Maple Leafs. Game time is 7:30. In the OHL, the Ottawa 67s visit the Erie Otters. Wednesday, the Owen Sound Attack are at Windsor to meet the Spitfires. In the NBA, 8 games tonight, including Atlanta at Cleveland. The Toronto Raptors are back in action Wednesday when they host Brooklyn. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.